This is Ruben. Yeah, hi, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. I think it's Richard, is he available?
Okay, where are you from?
Bank of Cardiff, I'm doing financing for his customer. The owner, I'm part of the Excel group.
Hold on.
Thanks.
6 degrees downtown Los Angeles. Get news constantly updated by CNN right now at KABC.com. I'm Dave Alpert, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, my name is Ruben. I think the owner is Richard. I'm part of the Excel group. I'm working on a customer for him. He spoke to me yesterday.
So, you want to talk with Richard?
Yes, he's the owner, right? Or the manager?
Okay, hold on a second, okay?
Thanks.
He's on the line.
I'll hold. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, the countdown begins. And you may be thinking, oh, the countdown to KBC Lucky Number High Low Game? Is that what you're talking about? No. Countdown to me giving you Brian Adams tickets? No, not that.
Hi, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. I don't know if we spoke before. I'm part of the Excel group. I'm working with your customer at House of Galby.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey,
your
how you doing, buddy?
Your name?
It's Ruben.
Oh, Ruben. Okay.
Yeah, we spoke yesterday, right?
Yeah, right.
So your customer's approved.
House of Galby.
Yes. So they actually just did a loan with someone else last month, but I was able to figure it out. So even though they just did another loan, they're approved for the full amount. So I sent them out the documents. I'm talking to John. He's talking to his mom. So once he gets that information to me,
John is the son.
Yeah, the son. So, basically, I think there shouldn't be an issue. Here's what I'd like you to do. So, we're going to break their loan up into two sections because of the amount, and it has to be broken up in two pieces. Can you bring up that invoice real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I gave to the customer already, but she don't gave you?
No. I need you to do something on it. Can you bring it up?
Yeah. So, can I send to you email?
I already have it, but I need you to do something.
Oh, you have already.
It.
Okay. Yes.
So here's what I need.
So amount is how much amount?
I'm approving them for over $180,000, but
I'm
breaking the loan into two pieces. So your invoice is for about $99,000 plus tax. What I need you to do is this. I need you to give me an invoice, two invoices. One invoice for around 90. One approval goes up to 100,000, but no more. Okay. So what I need you to do is, I need you to have one invoice. I need you to basically take a few pieces of equipment off one invoice and put it onto a second invoice. So can you send me an invoice for around about 91,000 plus tax? So the total is no more than 90,000.
91,000.
Well, let's take a look real quick. So. Here's the best way to do it. What's your email?
Yeah, my email address is K.
Hold on a sec.
K as in King.
Okay.
F as in Frank. Number 6.
Okay.
Z as in Zebra. H as in Home. Okay. T as in Tom. @gmail.com.
Not the Trust One Sales?
Same thing, but it's this usually my on my email.
Can you see if you got my email? I just sent you a test.
I'm sorry. Oh.
I just sent you an email. Can you see if you got it?
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
You got it. Okay. So what I'm gonna do is, can you send me an email back real quick?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just walk through this.
Okay, test email. Okay, I got you.
Can you just send me an email back?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you went to Mexico. Okay.
Give me a second.
You got it?
Give me 1 second. Cool. All right.
Okay.
Give me a sec, 1 second.
No problem.
Do, 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 do. Do give me 1 second. Thanks, brother. How's business?
Oh, it's good.
Cool.
Busy.
Yeah, me too.
I have meeting another customer. So
oh,
they,
nice.
Interested. Yeah, they interested, like, you know, the equipment the leasing. So anyway, I explained to him already. So, but
cool.
Still working on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this guy's approval pretty easy. So let's do this. What's the tax rate there? Tax rate is. Okay, I got an idea. I'm gonna fix this.
I'm wondering the how much you're gonna charge for the interest?
Really good deal. really good deal.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's what happened. So they took on a really big cash loan last month.
Hmm.
The son didn't even know about it. And the problem is, so the way to do it is this: you should always do an equipment loan, then cash, not cash then equipment. But right now, I don't have time to solve all those problems because I didn't fund that deal, someone else did. So they have this big short-term cash loan, and the problem with these cash loans is that they put a lien on all the assets. So there's a bank that has their checking account, their banking account, the food, the water. It's called a blanket lien. It's all their assets, okay? So because they took on all this short-term debt and they're really busy, they're not going to qualify for like one huge loan. So what I did was I broke them up and gave them two loans. One loan for $100,000, one that's up to 3 years, one loan for $75,000 up to 5 years. And the reason why this works is it's kind of a different type of approval because the name of the business is different. So rates are really fair, they're really competitive. The only thing that's imperfect is that I can't give them a 5-year loan on both because of how much debt they have. But they should be pretty darn happy, I think. I think they're going to go forward. But if they give you any feedback, let me know. So what's the tax rate there?
No, I'm sorry?
What is the tax rate?
My tax rate is 9%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if you get this real quick. I want to walk you through what I'm trying to do.
Ruben, can I hold the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, just one second, please.
Your idea worked. Hey, you want to be back? How to talk to them? Like, here's the best deal. Friends are Russian. They were like triple submitted there or double submitted there in MCC. Yeah, it was double submitted.
Who did the deal? Like, which U.S.
Sanders. Sanders. Cool. Yeah, that's why you had me get involved. Thanks. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, oh, yeah, okay, I got your email.
Do you understand what, like, the two invoices, why I need to broker down?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
So I'm going to send to another different item to send to you item, right?
Yeah, I'm going to fund both deals. I'm funding both deals. It's better to break it up into two loans instead of just doing one massive. They're not going to qualify for one massive loan. It doesn't work that way. Okay. But
one loan is approved already.
They're both
and
approved.
The other one, the post is already, but so you need another type invoice, right?
Yeah, but basically, like, here's the thing. I'm going through John, and he doesn't want. On one of these deals, we're gonna have their landlord sign the form that just says they're okay with us putting this equipment. And he's like, well, the landlord's kind of aggressive. I'm like, John, look, you're good to go. Let's just get this done. So, what does this mean for you? So let me walk you through the process since we haven't worked together, and hopefully take it from there. So I just sent them out an approval.
They want my equipment amount is like $100,000.
Yeah.
And they also they need another the equipment they are purchasing.
The furniture.
So furniture things. Right?
Yeah, I've already approved that. I've already approved that, so I'm covering them for everything.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. I'm covering because I can cover them up to, like, I've already covered. They're approved. They're good with us. So what does this mean for you? I just sent them out a document that his mom needs to sign. Once his mom signs the document, she'll send me that, and she'll send me her deposit because I take two payments up front, her first and last payment. Okay, she doesn't get a bill for her first month. She doesn't get a bill last month. If they get, they'll probably get. Let's say they get this to me tomorrow. I'll send them out their paperwork to sign on Monday. Mm. They'll sign it. They'll send it back to me Tuesday. I'll get you paid on Tuesday or Wednesday, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right.
I'm excited for the opportunity.
Good. Yeah. Thank you so much. So, you're helping us. Last time we discussed the Excel, the buying group, the table meeting. So, I gave to many a customer the people, and still the all the company we using it longest. So
awesome.
now we are joined the Excel buying group, the members. So you are our the members. So that's why I'm gonna change it right now.
We want to work hard for each other and our partner. So I'm looking forward to getting this deal done. If anything comes up, let me know. But hopefully you'll be getting your first wire from me next week.
Great, thank you so much. Hey, Ruben, also the phone number is the same. I mean, how do they contact with you?
The customer?
If I had any question and if
oh
I
yeah yeah
any,
858-866-9102 is my direct phone number.
What's the phone number? Could you again?
858-866-9102. 9102.
90? 102. 02. This your drink number?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I continue.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
Bye, Richard.
Bye.